Paragraph Gimel, Vegam Iker Hatikun Shel Hamshocha Samakifin Anal Hual Yedei Hashtika. In addition, we mentioned earlier that one of the main requirements for being able to receive those makifin is silence. Shehu b'chinas siog la'chochma shtika. That's the fence around chochma, which is called silence. Ki ein mi sheyucha lahamshech hamakifin anal koroi ulahachnes das b'Yisrael lo das ki Hashem olikim, because there is nobody who is qualified to deliver these makifin to the Jewish people properly, and to give over das to the Jewish people, for the Jewish people to realize Hashem, ki im mi shehu bebchina shtika, unless that individual knows about being quiet, unless that individual knows how to be silent, shehu bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom, that's the quality. This is one of the qualities of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki ikar hatikun al yedei hashtika. Because one of the main requirements for being successful in these makifin is knowing when to be quiet. Al yedei sheyodea lechavein v'litein siog ledvarov. By the person knowing how to concentrate and know how to put a fence around his words, how to put a boundary, when to stop talking. Lishtoy, to be silent, when he gets to a place where he's supposed to be quiet, where he's not supposed to reveal anymore. When a person is giving over knowledge to his children or to his students, person says, the more the better, right? Wrong. There are certain things which if you tell it to a kid when he's 12 years old, you're going to burn that child. You're going to destroy that child. There are certain things that he's not supposed to know at this age. When he'll be 18, when he'll be... Then he's ready to know certain things. And there are certain things he's not ready for when he's 18. He's ready when he's 25. Each thing has its boundaries. And if a person doesn't know when to be quiet, where to stop in revealing this das, he is not qualified to give over these makifin. Kiyim lo yishtoy, because if he won't be silent, v'yegale yoyser, he'll reveal more, yiskalkel hadas legamri. He'll destroy, he'll mess up the das completely. Because the question will come back even stronger than it was before. As Rabbeinu Zal explains very, very well over there in Likutei Moran, Ayin Sham, look over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Rabbeinu Zal says there that every time a person has a question is a makif. A question is something that I realize that I don't know. I don't know the answer to this. I don't know the explanation to this. That's why right now, for me, this is a question. As soon as I receive the answer to my question, that question is no longer a question. It's become an answer. That thing which until now I didn't know, now I know because you told me, you gave me the answer. Rabbeinu Zal says every time that happens, every time you switch, every time you convert a question into das, you get a new question. A new question appears on the screen. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, a person doing this, and he's gunning, he's running, he's flooring the accelerator, because he knows there's so much to know. So he keeps learning more and more. He keeps reading another page, another page, another page. He keeps answering questions. He keeps converting questions into answers, into things that he resolved. Each time there's a new question popping up on the screen that's harder, a harder question and a deeper question. And if you cross that line, if by me giving you the answer, if you ask me a question and I answer your question, and then the next question that pops up on your screen is a makif that you are not supposed to know, I could have put a gun to your head. I could be putting you in tremendous danger, chas v'shalom. Because now there's something on your screen that's not for you. You're not ready for it at all. And if I were big enough, if I were a big enough tzaddik, I would have known that even though the question you asked me before, I could give you the answer, that answer you are ready for, but by giving you that answer, bingo, there's a reaction. What happens is the next question comes up from the bench. L'havdil, you have baseball. You know, a guy hits a thing, he's on first bat, and next batter up, the next guy comes to home plate, he's ready. The minute a question is resolved, Rabbi Nizal says, the next question comes on the screen. And if that next question is not for you, then I should have known that, and I should have avoided giving you that answer before, so as not to put you in danger of having you be confronted by a makif that you are not ready for. So Rabbi Nizal says, I did you a favor. You asked me a question, I gave you the answer. So what do you say? You say, thank you, right? But if by giving you the answer, you got hit with a more difficult question that you don't have the answer to, and I can't give you that answer right now because you're not ready for it, then I didn't do you a favor by answering that previous question. I took away a little question, and now you got hit with a bigger question that's too big for you now. That's too big for you now and can put you in danger because it's in front of you. You see it, and yet you're not supposed to touch it. There's a fence there saying, keep back 2,000 feet. This is a makif that you're not ready for. And if you try to swallow it, if you try to attain it, it could blow your mind, chas v'shalom. Ki ikar hamshochas hamakifin. Because the whole concept of drawing these makifin, dahainu lohoyer hadas b'Yisrael, which means shining das, teaching the Jewish people, ho ikar hu lohitzi Yisrael mehoavoinus. The main purpose of all of that is not academic gobbledygook. This isn't university garbage. The purpose of this is to take you out of sin, to make you into a better person, so that you will do less sins or no sins. Ki ze ikar harachmonus. Because that's the real pity. If you want to have pity on people, if you care about somebody, that's the epitome of caring for somebody, giving them the das that will help them avoid sins. Vze ikar hadas. That's the real rachmonus, and that's the real das. Kemoshim avor shom, as Rabbein Zal explains over there. Ki kol zman she'enoi noki mehavoinos, because so long as a Jew is not clean from sins, as long as a Jew is still swimming in sins, bevadai ein daitoi shlema, then certainly that person's brain is not clean. It's not operating at optimum. Kefima shelo nikatzma mehavoinos me'ataivos adayin. To the degree that the person has not yet cleansed themselves from all the taivas rois and midos rois, to that degree, that person's operating with 30% brain or 60% brain or whatever it is. Ukama shekosav, as the Torah says, reishis chachma yiras Hashem. The beginning of chachma is fear of Hashem, respect for Hashem. And if somebody doesn't have fear of Hashem and you're feeding him knowledge, that's nothing. That's not going anywhere. That's not accomplishing anything. The Kosov, there's another pasuk that says, Hine bidvar Hashem mo'osu v'chochmo ismalohem. They have despised. They have shown despise for the word of Hashem. So what is chochma to them? Chochma is nothing to them. Nimtza, we see from this therefore, she'ikar hadas hu lahatzil Yisroel me'averois, that the most important das is to save Jews from committing sins. Shehu ruach shtus, that's the opposite of das, that's foolishness. And what Rav Nosson Zal is saying here is so important, because Rav Nosson Zal is defining education. When we have yeshivas, if we have schools, Jewish schools, that tell us that they develop the mind and they develop this and that. And they don't tell us that they're going to give the children yira shamayim, that they're going to teach the children how to avoid sin. They're going to give these children the education that they need to recognize what's a sin, what's a mitzvah, to be able to differentiate between the two, and to be able to make the right choices, to choose the mitzvahs, and to choose to run away from sin. If that's not what they're teaching, then that ain't Jewish education. Because das of kedusha, is the opposite of ruach shtus. Das of kedusha is this awareness and recognition of Hashem to the degree that I will not go against Hashem. I will do everything in my power to do what Hashem wants me to do and to avoid doing what Hashem doesn't want me to do. Now Rav Nosson Zal makes a very important statement. V'zeh yodua. This is a known fact. Shekol ho'avoynois nimshochim mebechinas ribuy oyer shegoram shviras kelim misas malochim. All sins are caused by too much light, which brought about a breakage, a shattering of the vessels, the death of the kings. This is the terminology that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal. Shemishom nimshach hayetzahara v'chol hasitron acharonin v'chol ho'avoynes chas v'shom ki yadua. That is the source of the yetzahara. That is the source of all different forms and flavors of sitra achra, and that is the source of all sins, kayadua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. It all came about based on a problem of too much light. There was too much light that went into vessels that couldn't hold the light. The vessel shattered, and that's what led to the yetzahara and sin and all the bad, all forms of the sitra achra. And therefore, Iker HaTikun, the main solution to all of this, the main tikun for the Yetzirah and the Sitra Achras and the sins and everything, Al Yedei Tzimtzum Ha'or, is by being able to control and limit and constrict the light. L'sakein Kelim Harbe, and to prepare many, many vessels, L'kabel Ha'or, to be able to receive the light, Bahadrogo ubemido koroi, in a calculated, measured, controlled manner, in a healthy way. Nimtza, so therefore we conclude, sheikar tikun hadas hanal shematzal meyavoinos, that the main tikun of das that's going to save people from committing sins, shehu bechinas hamshochas hamakifin hanal, which is trying to learn these makifin, trying to attain higher and higher levels of knowledge of Hashem, awareness of Hashem, which is what will help you avoid committing sins. Ikar hatikun al yidei hashtiko. The main success of that tikun is dependent on silence. Shehu hatzimtzum. That's the constriction. Shemetzamtzamim umakvim, whereby we hold back, we refrain. Sheloi legalis yoser. Not to reveal too much. Not to reveal more than a certain amount. Kiem yegala yoser, because if you will reveal more, chas v'shalom, yeh chas v'shalom b'chinas riboy oyer, it could cross that line of too much light, and then there's explosion, there's breakage, and there's damage. Shezeu b'yatzmoy b'chinas hanal. This is exactly what we mentioned earlier, this is exactly what Rabbein Azal says over there in the Kutumran, she'im yigale gam hateretz, that when a student asks a very good question, if the teacher, so the student asked this question, and now the question is on the screen, the question is a makif that's ready to become a pnimi, it's ready to be answered. If the rabbi will reveal the student, if the rabbi will reveal the answer, tachzor hakushya l'makoyma, then there'll be a reset, and a new question will appear on the screen. Another question will appear in place of that first question. At sheyucha likones bekushyas v'tirutzim sheim lamala miyazman, to the point where this could lead into questions and answers that are above this physical world, above time. She'ein azman maspik levayar hatirutzim she'esham. There isn't enough time in this world. The physical world isn't big enough, isn't strong enough to be able to explain those answers. She'zeo b'chinas ribuy oyer hanal. This is the concept of too much light, she'i efshel lekabel, which a person cannot receive. And when that happens, loydai shelo yatzel miavoinos, not only will that knowledge not be able to help the person avoid sins, but rather the opposite. That kind of knowledge leads to sins. When a person delves into things that are beyond his grasp, beyond his scope, that knowledge can lead him to committing sins. Because that knowledge is coming from a place of too much light. Al kein, therefore, Iker Hatikun Alidei Hashtika Vatzimtzum Kanal. One of the main things for a teacher, for a rabbi, for a parent, is knowing when to be quiet. To be quiet, the tzimtzum, to hold back. Not to explain everything, not to give out everything sometimes. And this knowledge, this incredible knowledge of knowing when to be quiet, when to talk, exactly how much, the only one who has that knowledge is the Tzadik Hador, the Tzadik of the generation, who is symbolized by the Kohen. Al kein, therefore, we have to give those first wool sharings to the Kohen. By giving something to the Kohen, you're making a connection to him. You're attaching yourself to him. Enabling the person to receive das from the Kohen. And to draw upon oneself these makifin, which are these garments, koroi, in a proper way. Not to go out of bounds. Meaning, not to enter into that area of the makifin which you're not able to absorb, which you're not able to handle. Because the pasuk says, in that which is beyond you, above you, do not discuss it. Don't study that. And it's for this reason that before I take any of the wool for myself to make my own garments, I have to first take off some of that wool and bring it to the Kohen. The rest of the wool remains for the owner of the sheep. This corresponds to the concept of being silent. Whereby the person is not running to try to delve into things that he has no permission to delve into, but rather the person is only drawing upon himself the garments, the clothing, and the makifin that apply to him right now, that he is capable of understanding. Voracious hadas, whereas the highest level of das, the first das, shehu shoyrish hadas, which is the origin of das, shehu b'chinas reishis hagez, which is symbolized by the first shearings of the sheep, shezeu b'chinas hamakifim shehu b'chinas arichas yom v'shon olam al yazman, that represents those makifin which are from olam haba, which are above the concept of time, ze nitein lakoyen. That's given to the Kohen, Shehu Tzadik Hador, who is the Tzadik of the generation, Shehu Bechinas Zokin Dikdusha. He represents the Holy Elder. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Kashemen Hatoy Val Haroish, Yoirei Dal Azokon, like the good oil on the head that goes down, that rolls down to the beard, Zekan Aroin, the beard of Aroin, Sheyoirei Al Pimi Doisov. This oil goes down, and it goes down in a measured way, in a calculated way, knowing exactly how much, what's too much, what's too little. Ki elu hamakifin einon yucholon lekabel, because these makifin that are coming from this very high place, we are not qualified to receive them. Vehem shayochim rak lahakoyin. These makifin apply only to the Kohen, who is the Tzadik Hador. Shirak hu zoichalem. He's the only one who can achieve these highest level makifin, the Rashis. Ki hu negdenu, because the Kohen, compared to us, bebchinas lamalam in azman. The Kohen is on a level, even though the Kohen is physically living in this world, compared to regular Jews, the Kohen is in the category of above the concept of time. He's on a higher plane, a higher level. V'rakhu mekabel elu hamakifin. He is the only one who can receive those highest makifin. V'hu mamshich lonu makifin. And he's the one who gives us makifin. He's the one who processes those highest level makifin and gives us, on our level, what we can handle, the makifin that we can handle. Hainu shemachnis bonu das. He is the one who transmits to us this das, lohitzieinu me'avoinos, to take us out of sin, ulegal islanu gedulas haboyris baruch, and to reveal to us the greatness of Hashem, behadrogo ubemido koroi. The true tzaddik, the kohen, is the one who knows how to do this in a controlled, measured way, in a way that we can handle it. We know that there are sometimes that people try to bring somebody close to Hashem, and they tell them something that blows them away, that pushes the person away. Why? Because the person wasn't ready for that. They couldn't handle that right now. Even though you're right, even though it's a good thing to do, but it's not right for me right now. Where I am today, I can't handle it. Maybe 6 months from now, a year from now, you'll ask me, you'll offer me that, and I'll be able to handle it. Nimtza, we see therefore, Shaideshanoisnen Rashis Hagez La Koyhen, that by giving those first shearings to the Koyin, Niskacho Kol Hagiza, all the wool that's going to be shorn from that sheep becomes sanctified, becomes good, is corrected. Shehu Bechinas Levushin, it's garments, Bechinas Makifen, Vezeichin Ledas Dikdusha Koroi, and then we are Zeichet to have the true Das of holiness. Vilivli Lichno Islama Shulamal Madregosai, and not to make the mistake of entering into the area that's above my level. Bechinas Bemufla Memchal Tidroish, as the Pasuk says, in that which is beyond you, do not study that, don't delve into that. Ki reishis hagez, because the first sharings, the hainu reishis hadas, which represents the highest level das, nitan lekohen. That's given to the kohen. That belongs to the tzaddik. Ki yefshel lekabel ulahasik kol hadas b'shleimus, because it's impossible for an ordinary Jew to be able to receive and achieve all the das, the entire spectrum of das. Because if he tries to, he'll mess up all the das. It'll blow his mind completely. Because the first level of das, the highest level of das, that applies only to the kohen. Which is the term that's used to represent the rabbi, the tzaddik hador, the kohen and the rav and the zokin of kiddushah.